Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Greater understanding and appreciation of architectural design and perspective is presented in the Cooley House Lecture Series. This evening, the series welcomes noted professor of architectural history at the University of Virginia, Dr. Richard Guy Wilson. And we also have joining us Cooley House Board of Directors member John Dennison. They join me in studio to share about tonight's discussion. John, tell us first about the series and the intent of it.
This is the first year that we're trying to do two lectures a year. We're bringing in noted architectural historians and architects and people who are well-versed in this realm twice a year. We had our first one in February. We backed up a little bit because we were able to get Dr. Wilson to come down here in April. So we're doing this free lecture. It's tonight at 6 o'clock at the Vantage Health Plan building downtown. That's at 300 Desiert. It's the Central Bank building, historic Central Bank building, with the clock out front. The lecture, again, is free. It's open to everyone, and we're following that with a fundraiser at the Greek Revival home of the Zentners, Tommy and Marion Zentner, in the 1800 block of Riverside Drive. There is a fee for that. We will have tickets at the door for those who'd like to buy.
Great evening on tap. And Dr. Wilson, first I'd like to start a little background. What sparked your interest in architecture and its history?
Well, how long do we have here? I was born into architecture in the sense that in Los Angeles, where I was born, my parents were modern art and architecture freaks of the worst order. And so I was born into a house designed by R.M. Schindler, and I grew up with that. However, I had no idea what I was doing with my life. After college, I wound up in the Navy, and that was a turning point because I was stationed in Newport, Rhode Island for a while, Officers Candidate School on a destroyer, and I saw the architecture there, and that began to really spark my interest, and so I've gone on to get a couple of degrees and be teaching for many years.
Your concentration in 18th through 20th century architecture, what drew you to that time period?
Well, that's the architecture that really makes America in many ways. I've been very lucky that I teach at Thomas Jefferson's University, the University of Virginia. And you can argue that in many ways he is maybe America's most important architect. There will be a PBS special on May 12th on the 10 most influential American buildings, and guess what's going to be number one? Thomas Jefferson's Virginia State Capitol.
Spoiler alert.
So it's that, but at the same time, I'm also very interested in the way that architecture has changed, and I first heard of the Cooley House, I would say, probably about 45 years ago when I was studying at the University of Michigan and began to get interested in the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright and his so-called followers, though that's a little inaccurate because I think that Walter Burley Griffin and Marion Mahoney on their own were tremendous figures. But I've heard of the house as I got interested in this architecture at the time, and by gosh, yesterday I saw it for the first time.
You know, you've authored several books, among those The Prairie School in Iowa, and thus the prairie style that we talk about when we look at the Cooley House. What has drawn your interest? You had the opportunity to take a look at it firsthand. What really grabs you about the way it's structured and built?
Well, one is that, of course, the outline of the building, the roofs, they are pitched, but they are not high-pitched roofs. They're low-pitched roofs, the spreading eaves on it. The way that the windows are lined up in long banks, and some of the ornamental detail that are on the windows is very interesting. One of the features that I saw yesterday, which I had not seen before, but all of a sudden it really struck me, was there's a slight batter to the base, the brick base to the building. And Griffin was always very interested in the sort of a structural element in his buildings.
Right.
And this is one thing that I hadn't seen it in photographs before, but all of a sudden seeing it, my goodness, this is really, really wonderful.
And that kind of brings us to what is the focus of your presentation coming up this evening?
Well, I'm going to deal with the work of Walter Burley Griffin and Marion Mahoney. It is very frequently, it's just Walter Burley Griffin who is the designer, but indeed, it's very, very clear that Marion Mahoney, who was arguably, I would say, probably the greatest architectural renderer that this country has ever seen, her renderings are just simply the most beautiful imaginable, certainly contributed in many, many ways to her husband's work. And so I'll be dealing with their work both around Chicago and then out in Iowa. They did quite a bit of work in Mason City, Iowa, and then also a little bit about their later career because he won. With her, obviously, right. In the background. He won the international competition for the new capital of Australia in Canberra. And they moved overseas, and one can make an argument here that they are really the people who took some of this new American architecture that we call the Prairie School, took it abroad and made it international.
Of course, the conversation coming up this evening, the discussion with Dr. Richard Guy Wilson as part of the Cooley House Lecture Series. John, again, if someone would like to find out more information about tonight's program, how can they do so?
Well, there are several ways, but I think the best way would be to take a little trip over to our website, cooleyhouse.org, where you'll see the timeline of the house, photographs of it from its early days, from its construction days, right up until the time of restoration. And we'll be there tonight. A bunch of us who are on the board are all very involved in preserving this gem of a home that we have. It's not only a rare example of this style in the United States, it's a very rare example in the South. We don't have very many of these, and for Monroe to have this home with its very storied past, it was designed in 1908 but wasn't built until the 20s. You can learn all of that at cooleyhouse.org. Come to the lecture tonight. There's no charge for the lecture. We do have $50 tickets for the fundraiser at the Zentner's afterward.
John, Dr. Wilson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.